I've been saying it for months, but the rise of unified observability platforms like Grafana Enterprise is finally making it possible for large enterprises to ditch their siloed monitoring tools and get a single pane of glass into their entire stack. And I think this is particularly important when you consider the LGTM stack architecture, with Loki for logging, Tempo for tracing, and Mimir for metrics, all of which can be integrated seamlessly with Grafana. And what makes this even harder is that most teams are still trying to bolt on older tools like Prometheus and Elastic Stack, which just aren't designed to handle the scale and complexity of modern cloud-native architectures. And we actually ran into this last quarter when we were working with a major bank to migrate their monitoring setup to Grafana Enterprise. And one of the biggest challenges was getting their existing Prometheus instances to work with the new Mimir backend, which required a significant amount of custom configuration and tweaking of the Prometheus scrape configs.
What makes that even more complicated is that most teams are also trying to migrate their alerting setups to Grafana's unified alerting system, which is a huge undertaking, especially when you consider the complexity of modern alerting workflows and the fact that most teams are still using older tools like PagerDuty and Nagios, which just aren't designed to handle the scale and complexity of modern cloud-native architectures. And I'd push back on the idea that Grafana Enterprise is a silver bullet for all monitoring and observability needs, because in our experience, it's still a relatively new platform, and there are a lot of rough edges and missing features, particularly when it comes to things like RBA SHI and team folder permissions, which are critical for large enterprises. And we've had to do a lot of custom development and integration work to get Grafana to work with our existing on-call setup, which is a huge pain point for a lot of teams. And what's even harder is that most teams are also trying to integrate Grafana with other tools and platforms like Terraform and Kubernetes, which requires a lot of custom configuration and scripting.
I'd push back on that. In our experience, Grafana Enterprise has been a game changer for our clients, particularly when it comes to things like SLO dashboards and error budget tracking, which are critical for modern DevOps and SRE teams, and the fact that Grafana has a robust set of APIs and SDKs makes it relatively easy to integrate with other tools and platforms, like Terraform and Kubernetes. And we've actually been using GraphonNet to define our Grafana configs as code, which has been a huge win for us, because it allows us to version and manage our monitoring and observability setups in a much more structured and automated way. And what's even more interesting is that we're starting to see a lot of demand for more advanced use cases, like using Grafana Faro for front-end observability, which is a huge area of interest for a lot of teams because it allows them to get visibility into the performance and behavior of their applications from the user's perspective. And we're also seeing a lot of interest in using Grafana's enterprise data source plugins to integrate with other tools and platforms.
The thing most teams miss about that is that Grafana Faro is still a relatively new and experimental feature, and it requires a lot of custom configuration and scripting to get it working. And the fact that Grafana has a relatively limited set of data source plugins for enterprise tools and platforms means that teams often have to do a lot of custom development and integration work to get the data they need. And what's even harder is that most teams are also trying to integrate Grafana with other tools and platforms, like OnCall and PagerDuty, which requires a lot of custom configuration and scripting. And we've actually been working on a custom integration between Grafana and OnCall, which has been a huge pain point for us, because it requires a lot of custom development and scripting to get the alert routing and escalation rules working correctly. And I think what makes this even more complicated is that most teams are still trying to figure out how to use Grafana's unified alerting system, which is a huge undertaking, especially when you consider the complexity of modern alerting.
We actually ran into this last quarter when we were working with a major retailer to migrate their monitoring setup to Grafana Enterprise, and one of the biggest challenges was getting their existing Prometheus instances to work with the new Mimir backend, which required a significant amount of custom configuration and tweaking of the Prometheus scrape configs. And what made it even harder was that they were also trying to integrate Grafana with their existing on-call setup, which required a lot of custom development and scripting to get the alert routing and escalation rules working correctly. And what's even more interesting is that we're starting to see a lot of demand for more advanced use cases, like using Grafana to monitor and observe serverless architectures, which is a huge area of interest for a lot of teams, because it allows them to get visibility into the performance and behavior of their applications in a much more detailed and nuanced way. And we're also seeing a lot of interest in using Grafana's enterprise data source plugins to integrate with other tools and platforms, like AWS CloudWatch and GCP Stackdriver.
What makes that even more complicated is that most teams are also trying to figure out how to use Grafana's LGTM stack architecture to monitor and observe their applications, which is a huge undertaking, especially when you consider the complexity of modern cloud-native architectures and the fact that Loki, Tempo, and Mimir are all relatively new tools means that there's still a lot of uncertainty and confusion about how to use them effectively. And I think what makes this even harder is that most teams are still trying to bolt on older tools and platforms like Prometheus and Elastic Stack, which just aren't designed to handle the scale and complexity of modern cloud-native architectures. And we've actually been working on a custom integration between Grafana and Loki, which has been a huge pain point for us because it requires a lot of custom development and scripting to get the logging and log aggregation working correctly. And what's even more interesting is that we're starting to see a lot of demand for more advanced use cases, like using Grafana to monitor and observe machine learning and AI workloads, which is a huge area of interest for a lot of teams because it allows them to get visibility into the performance and behavior of their applications in a much more detailed and nuanced way.
One real-world example that comes to mind is a large financial services company that was using Grafana Enterprise to monitor their trading platform, which consisted of a complex microservices architecture with hundreds of nodes and thousands of metrics being collected every second, and they were able to use Grafana's unified observability features to identify a critical issue with their database query latency, which was causing trades to be delayed by several milliseconds, resulting in significant financial losses. And by leveraging Grafana's alerting capabilities, they were able to set up automated alerts that notified their operations team in real time, allowing them to take corrective action and resolve the issue before it had a major impact on their business.
That's a classic example of how Grafana can be used to monitor and observe complex systems. But what's also interesting is how companies are using Grafana to integrate with other tools and platforms, such as Kubernetes and Istio, to get a more complete view of their systems, performance, and behavior. And we've seen some companies use Grafana to monitor their Istio service mesh, which provides a wealth of information about traffic flow, latency, and other key metrics. And by integrating this data with other metrics and logs, they're able to get a much more detailed understanding of how their system is performing and identify areas for optimization and improvement. And one specific tool config that's worth noting is the use of Grafana's Prometheus data source to scrape metrics from Kubernetes pods, which provides a highly scalable and flexible way to collect metrics from large-scale deployments.
Another war story that comes to mind is a company that was using a combination of Prometheus, Grafana, and Alert Manager to monitor their cloud-native application, which was deployed on a large Kubernetes cluster with multiple nodes and pods, and they were experiencing issues with their alerts, which were being triggered by false positives and noise in the system. And by using Grafana's alerting features, they were able to set up more sophisticated alerting rules that took into account multiple metrics and conditions and reduced the number of false positives by over 90%, which greatly improved the effectiveness of their operations team and also reduced the noise and distractions that were affecting their ability to respond to real issues. And one specific enterprise pattern that's worth noting is the use of Grafana's role-based access control features to manage access to dashboards and data sources, which provides a highly flexible and scalable way to manage access to sensitive data and systems.
In terms of advanced use cases, we're seeing a lot of interest in using Grafana to monitor and observe serverless architectures, which provide a highly scalable and cost-effective way to deploy applications, but also introduce new challenges and complexities, such as cold starts and function latency. And by using Grafana to monitor and observe these systems, companies are able to get a more detailed understanding of how their serverless applications are performing and identify areas for optimization and improvement. And one specific integration point that's worth noting is the use of Grafana's AWS Lambda, DataWest Lambda data source to collect metrics and logs from serverless functions, which provides a highly scalable and flexible way to collect data from these systems. And another area of interest is the use of Grafana to monitor and observe machine learning and AI workloads, which require highly specialized metrics and monitoring capabilities, such as data quality and model performance. And by using Grafana to monitor these systems, companies are able to get a more detailed understanding of how their machine learning and AI models are performing and identify areas for optimization and improvement.
Security considerations are also a critical aspect of using Grafana in enterprise environments. And one specific area of focus is the use of authentication and authorization protocols, such as OAuth and LDAP, to manage access to Grafana and its data sources. And by using these protocols, companies are able to ensure that only authorized users have access to sensitive data and systems. And another area of focus is the use of encryption and SSL/TLS to protect data in transit, which provides a highly secure way to transmit data between Grafana and its data sources. And one specific tool config that's worth noting is the use of Grafana's SSL/TLS settings to enable encryption for all data sources and communications, which provides a highly secure way to protect data and prevent unauthorized access. And we've also seen some companies use Grafana's auditing and logging features to track all changes and activity within the system, which provides a highly detailed and transparent view of all system activity and allows companies to detect and respond to security incidents in real time.
In addition to these security considerations, companies are also using Grafana to integrate with other security tools and platforms, such as Splunk and ELK, to get a more complete view of their system security posture. And by using Grafana to monitor and observe security-related metrics and logs, they're able to identify potential security threats and vulnerabilities and take corrective action to prevent incidents and breaches. And one specific enterprise pattern that's worth noting is the use of Grafana's data source plugins to integrate with other security tools and platforms, such as vulnerability scanners and intrusion detection systems, which provides a highly flexible and scalable way to collect and analyze security-related data. And another area of interest is the use of Grafana to monitor and observe compliance and regulatory requirements, such as HIPAA and PCI DSS, which require highly specialized metrics and monitoring capabilities, such as data encryption and access controls. And by using Grafana to monitor these systems, companies are able to ensure that they're meeting all relevant compliance and regulatory requirements and avoiding potential fines and penalties.
Another area of interest is the use of Grafana to monitor and observe IoT systems, which provide a highly distributed and complex architecture with thousands of devices and sensors generating vast amounts of data. And by using Grafana to monitor and observe these systems, Companies are able to get a more detailed understanding of how their IoT systems are performing and identify areas for optimization and improvement, such as device latency and data quality. And one specific integration point that's worth noting is the use of Grafana's MQTT data, sourced to collect metrics and logs from IoT devices, which provides a highly scalable and flexible way to collect data from these systems. And another area of focus is the use of Grafana to monitor and observe edge computing systems, which provide a highly distributed and complex architecture with thousands of nodes and devices generating vast amounts of data. And by using Grafana to monitor and observe these systems, companies are able to get a more detailed understanding of how their edge computing systems are performing and identify areas for...
We're also seeing a lot of interest in using Grafana to monitor and observe cloud-native databases, such as Amazon Aurora and Google Cloud Spanner, which provide a highly scalable and flexible way to deploy databases, but also introduce new challenges and complexities, such as database latency and query performance. And by using Grafana to monitor and observe these systems, companies are able to get a more detailed understanding of how their cloud-native databases are performing and identify areas for optimization and improvement. And one specific tool config that's worth noting is the use of Grafana's PosterXUL data source to collect metrics and logs from cloud-native databases, which provides a highly scalable and flexible way to collect data from these systems. And another area of interest is the use of Grafana to monitor and observe serverless databases, such as Amazon DynamoDB and Google Cloud Firestore, which provide a highly scalable and flexible way to deploy databases, but also introduce new challenges and complexities, such as database latency and query performance.
The use of Grafana to monitor and observe serverless databases is a key area of interest. And one real-world example that comes to mind is a company that was using Amazon DynamoDB to power their e-commerce platform. And by using Grafana to monitor and observe their DynamoDB instance, they were able to identify performance bottlenecks and optimize their database configuration to improve query performance and reduce latency. And they also used Grafana's alerting features to set up custom alerts and notifications for things like database errors and throttling, which helped them to quickly respond to issues and minimize downtime.
Another area where Grafana Enterprise is particularly useful is in large-scale enterprise deployments, where companies are often dealing with complex and distributed systems. And by using Grafana to provide a unified view of these systems, companies can gain a better understanding of how their systems are performing and interacting with each other. And one specific enterprise pattern that's worth noting is the use of Grafana's role-based access control features to manage access to dashboards and data sources, which provides a highly scalable and flexible way to manage access to sensitive data and ensure that users only have access to the data and systems that they need to do their jobs.
In terms of advanced use cases, one area that's gaining a lot of traction is the use of Grafana to monitor and observe machine learning and AI systems, which provides a highly scalable and flexible way to monitor and optimize the performance of these systems. And by using Grafana to monitor and observe metrics such as model accuracy and training time, companies can gain a better understanding of how their machine learning systems are performing and identify areas for improvement. And another area of interest is the use of Grafana to integrate with other tools and systems, such as Prometheus and Kubernetes, which provides a highly scalable and flexible way to collect and analyze data from these systems.
One war story that comes to mind is a company that was using Grafana to monitor and observe their Kubernetes cluster. And they were experiencing issues with pod scheduling and resource allocation. And by using Grafana to monitor and observe metrics such as CPU and memory usage, they were able to identify the root cause of the issue and optimize their cluster configuration to improve performance and reduce downtime. And they also used Grafana's dashboard features to create custom dashboards and visualizations that provided a detailed view of their cluster performance and helped them to quickly identify issues and troubleshoot problems.
In terms of integration points, one area that's worth noting is the use of Grafana's API to integrate with other tools and systems, such as CI/CD pipelines and IT service management systems, which provides a highly scalable and flexible way to automate and streamline workflows and processes. And by using Grafana's API to integrate with these systems, companies can gain a better understanding of how their systems are performing and interacting with each other. And another area of interest is the use of Grafana to monitor and observe cloud-native security systems such as AWS IAM and Google Cloud Security Command Center, which provides a highly scalable and flexible way to monitor and optimize the security of cloud-native systems.
Security considerations are also a critical aspect of any Grafana enterprise deployment, and one area that's worth noting is the use of Grafana's authentication and authorization features to manage access to dashboards and data sources, which provides a highly scalable and flexible way to ensure that users only have access to the data and systems that they need to do their jobs. And by using Grafana's role-based access control features, companies can ensure that sensitive data is only accessible to authorized users and that access is audited and logged. And another area of interest is the use of Grafana to monitor and observe compliance and regulatory systems, such as HIPAA and PCI DSS, which provides a highly scalable and flexible way to monitor and optimize compliance and regulatory requirements.
The use of Grafana to monitor and observe compliance in regulatory systems is a key area of interest, and one specific tool config that's worth noting is the use of Grafana's dashboard features to create custom dashboards and visualizations that provide a detailed view of compliance and regulatory metrics, such as audit logs and system access. And by using Grafana to monitor and observe these metrics, companies can gain a better understanding of their compliance and regulatory posture and identify areas for improvement. And they can also use Grafana's alerting features to set up custom alerts and notifications for compliance and regulatory issues, which helps them to quickly respond to issues and minimize risk.
Another area where Grafana Enterprise is particularly useful is in large-scale enterprise deployments, where companies are often dealing with complex and distributed systems. And by using Grafana to provide a unified view of these systems, companies can gain a better understanding of how their systems are performing and interacting with each other. And one specific enterprise pattern that's worth noting is the use of Grafana's data source features to integrate with multiple data sources, such as Prometheus and Elasticsearch, which provides a highly scalable and flexible way to collect and analyze data from these systems. And by using Grafana to monitor and observe metrics from these data sources, companies can gain a better understanding of their system performance and identify areas for improvement.
All right, so as we wrap up, I think there are a few key takeaways from our conversation today. Firstly, Grafana Enterprise provides a unified view of systems, which is crucial for understanding performance and interactions. Secondly, the use of data source features to integrate with multiple sources like Prometheus and Elasticsearch is a game changer for scalability and flexibility. And thirdly, companies can use Grafana to monitor and observe metrics, identifying areas for improvement.
I agree with those points, Daniel. For me, the key takeaways are slightly different. Firstly, the importance of a unified observability platform cannot be overstated, as it allows companies to break down silos and get a holistic view of their systems. Secondly, Grafana's alerting features at scale are incredibly powerful, enabling companies to respond quickly to issues. And thirdly, the LGTM stack is a great example of how companies can use Grafana to build a customized observability platform that meets their specific needs.
I see what you're saying, Diana, but I still think the integration with multiple data sources is the most critical aspect. Without that, you're limited in the scope of your observability.
I understand where you're coming from, Daniel, but for me, the alerting features are what really matter. If you can't respond quickly to issues, what's the point of having all that data?
I think we'll have to agree to disagree on that one. But in any case, it's been a great conversation, and I think our listeners will have a lot to think about when it comes to Grafana, Enterprise and Unified Observability.
Absolutely. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. If you want to learn more about Grafana Enterprise, be sure to check out our show notes for links and resources. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more conversations about the latest trends and technologies in the world of observability.
And if you have any questions or topics you'd like to discuss, hit us up on social media or email us. We'd love to hear from you.
Until next time, thanks for listening.
Yeah, and maybe we'll have resolved our disagreement by then.
I doubt it, but we'll see. Bye for now.